Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Helen.
And you're listening to the Squiggly Careers Podcast. This episode is part of our Skills Sprint series. We've recorded 20 episodes, each less than 7 minutes long, that we hope are going to help you to build some career development momentum. In every episode, we talk about a squiggly skill, what it is and why it matters, share an idea for action each, and give you a go-to guru and a podcast episode so you can learn more. And we want you to turn your skills sprint into a learning streak. And so for everyone who completes a 20-day learning streak, we'll be offering you a free 5 skills to succeed in a squiggly career virtual workshop in September. If you post about your progress on social and tag us at AmazingIf, and we'll be in touch to tell you more.
So in this sprint, we're going to be focusing on the skill of grit. And this is really important because we're all dealing with lots of different things, and that can become really, really distracting for us and our impact. Because if we spend all of our days doing the small, urgent, seemingly very important things, we don't really stick with the long-term, meaningful, harder things that are probably going to make a bigger difference to our development. And the thing that really means that you get to do that stuff is grit. And Angela Duckworth describes this as having passion and perseverance for long-term meaningful goals. So we're not saying don't do the stuff that you've got to get done today, but we're not saying let that get in the way of those bigger, more important things that you want to go after. That's why grit is such an important skill in squiggly careers.
And as we talk about this, it's perhaps useful for you to think about something that you want to achieve, maybe in the next 6 months or so, maybe even a bit longer term than that, that is important and hard at the same time, because those are the goals where typically we need to grow our grit, and it's our grit that will make the difference between whether we achieve those goals or not. And it could be personal, or it could be something at work. I think the things we're going to talk about actually apply in all parts of your life, but perhaps have that in mind as we go through our ideas for action.
So my idea for action is quite a short one, which is good because Sarah's got one that's going to be a bit deeper for you to think about. Mine is about having an accountability partner. I think one of the things that's really, really helped me when I've had some bigger goals that I've wanted to go after has been somebody who has helped me stay accountable to that. And that is more of someone who sort of checks in rather than checks up. So I've communicated to that person what it is that I'm working towards. I've communicated why that thing matters to me. And there's probably an idea of when. And so they're sort of bought into what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And they know when I might need to take some action by. And having that relationship with somebody is really good. I think it is even better if you are playing that role for them as well. So it's sort of like a codependent accountability relationship. I think that's what's really helpful. So maybe think about who else is working towards something that feels hard and important that you could help by being accountable partner.
So the second idea for action, we're going to go through 4 P's, and we'd like you to red, amber and green each of these P's based on the hard and important goal that perhaps you've got in mind at the moment, just so that you can see where you are, what gaps you've got, and also what you need to keep doing well. So Helen, have you got a hard and important goal in mind, work or at home, that we can use as an example?
I would like us to write the best-selling career development book in the world, Sarah. Let's use that.
Okay, we've gone big. Go big or go home, hey? Right, so here we go. We'll go through each of the P's. So the first P is purpose. Do you know the why behind the work? Is it just something that feels like a shiny object, something you feel you should do, or have you really got clarity about kind of why this is important for you? So Helen, would you red, amber or green that goal for you at the moment?
I would green that goal, because our mission is to make Squiggly Careers better for everybody. And I think the more tools we can get into people's hands, the more people we can help. So I'm giving it a green.
Okay, the next P is positivity. So often we feel quite positive. I always think in the honeymoon period of a project or something you want to do personally, you know, you're going to start running. The first run, you're like, I've done it. But sometimes that optimism can turn to pessimism along the way because you're not making the steps you want to make. You're not making the progress. So if you were red, amber, greening your optimism about that, Helen, where would you be at the moment?
I'd probably be amber because writing books is really hard, just to put it out
there.
Tell
me about it.
And we've done two, and they're not easy. But I could, even just thinking, well, what would it take to get to a green? If I think about what I'm really positive about, I love working on big things with you, so that would make me really happy. And also, I really like a party. And I'm wondering if it's a global bestseller, does that mean I get to more parties in more countries? I mean, that gets me to green. I've gone green.
I hadn't imagined you were somehow going to manage to talk about parties, but you have. The next P is people. So this is, have you got the right people around you to achieve that goal? The radiators, not the drains, but also the right range of people with the right experiences and expertise that are going to support you to get there.
I'm giving it a ramba.
A ramba.
A ramba. Okay. A ramba. Okay. Because I've got you. And so that's pretty good. I've got you, my co-author of this book. So yeah, you get like an amber green. But if it's global, I think there's more people that we might need. People that know how to kind of make books successful in different markets. We haven't got that yet. So that's why I'm giving it. You're basically the green, but I've brought us down to a ramba. That's all right.
That makes sense. And then the last P is progress. So hard and important objectives take time. And if we wait until the big outcome, first of all, that destination might change along the way. But also we need to sort of measure the small milestones. You've got to celebrate your small successes as you make progress. So usually you've got to have defined what does that look like and sort of how are you going to know if you're making progress. So how are you feeling about that one?
Probably red because we've not got a plan for this yet. I think we've mapped all this out. However, I do know that you are really good at plans and that you have this really good whiteboard where you colour code our, like, what we're working towards in our status. So I do know that there is that there. So it's the red for now, but I can see the green light.
You've got confidence at the end. It might come.
Yeah, it can come. So those four P's is a really practical way to approach it. And if you want some more practical insight, our go-to guru is pretty good. It's Angela Duckworth, a very, very good TED Talk on this topic and a really good book as well. So well worth a watch and a read. And if you would like to listen as well, episode 36 of the Squiggly Careers podcast is all about how to grow your grit.
Thank you for listening to this skills sprint. We hope you found it useful. We'd love you to share and subscribe so you don't miss a sprint. And that's everything for this episode. So bye for now.
Bye everyone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.